And a good afternoon. I'm Ian Grant. Welcome to Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010. Financial opinions over the course of this hour, recommendations expressed in the show, solely those of the commentator and not necessarily those of Cart Wealth Management, News Talk 1010, or Bell Media. You're advised to consult with your financial advisor for financial advice. And I am joined this afternoon by one of my favorite folks, financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad. He's one of the top financial guys in the country. Kelvin, good afternoon. Welcome in.
Good afternoon, Ian. How are you doing?
You want the truth, or you want me to say everything's great and I'm good?
Yeah.
I'm kind of wide-eyed right now. And one of the reasons I've been looking forward to doing this show with you is because, you know, I'm a rational person. I'm a pretty good grown-up when it comes to, you know, dealing with things. And because I've done financial shows for almost 20 years, I guess, on and off, you know, I listen and I learn, and I've learned a lot. And therefore, when I pick up the newspaper and I, you know, hear read the sky is falling, the sky is falling, I think, well, that's just the newspaper saying that, and I'm smart, and I don't believe. And then the next day I pick up a newspaper and it says, hey, the sky is falling, and I'm not. You know what? It keeps coming at me and it starts chipping away to the point where the other day I was kind of like, is the sky starting to fall? There's a subreddit, if people out there listening know what Reddit is. There's a great Reddit that I love very much. It's called Explain It To Me Like I'm 5 years old. And right. It sounds silly, but it's not. Because what happens is that, for example, in your world of finance, there's stuff that you inherently understand. You guys are learning every day. You know, you're taking courses. Me, I'm sitting on the sidelines, just, you know, watching and trying to pick up stuff. So what happens on this forum is that someone who is experienced and understands it slowly, carefully explains what's happening, and the person who asks the question gets a better explanation. So help me out, buddy. Explain it to me like I'm a five-year-old, how my next door neighbor, his mortgage has doubled. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but because his mortgage doubled, I know he was paying some $200-$300 to have the garden people show up once a month. He told me that that's canceled now because he can't afford it. How, Kelvin, can we possibly get into better shape? It just makes no sense to me how you can take, at this time, especially on this side of COVID, how you can take money out of Canadians' pockets at the extent that we're doing and not create a recession and not make everything worse.
Well, from our point of view, as the recession, you know, started. We're in it, obviously, and they haven't said it yet, but we all know we are for the things you've just said. I mean, inflation probably seemed to have peaked now, it looks like. But the next 6 months are people going to have to sit down with their actually get an advisor or an outsider to look in and look at your bills. Look at where you can cut back a little bit, not forever, but maybe cut back little things like the lawn guy, maybe. Now, maybe look at your cell phone, you know, have a hard look at things we've never had to look at over the last probably 5 years, because times were good. Money was cheap. Now money's getting expensive. So I think you want to look at, say, your mortgage, for example. Maybe instead of keeping it over 25 years, maybe stretch it over 30 years to soften your payments a little bit. And when we get back into normal times again, lower interest rates and so on, which will come again, then maybe get back to, you know, shorter the period of paying it off. So maybe you start, people have to start thinking outside the box now. I think we've been spoiled for the last 5 years because of giving away money. So I think now is the time where we have to kind of regroup, maybe think about things that we, you know, we're going to sacrifice a little bit today to get something tomorrow. And this is where the role of the financial advisor, I think, play a very important role, because we sit down with clients, with people, and outline their concerns, their considerations. Maybe you have to tweak things a little bit that you don't want to do. And remember, no pain, no gain. So maybe what you're used to doing over the last few years, maybe you have to stop a little bit and regroup.
Let me ask you a question, Kelvin, because you talk about interest rates the way they are. I'm not silly enough to think that we should have free money. I don't. I understand how the system works. At point, whatever it is, it's so difficult to make money right now in some areas. And I understand that. The part that I don't understand, again, sitting here on the sidelines, is that In many ways, I think that our loans have been subsidized at an artificially low interest rate. And therefore, yeah. I'm not sure that we should expect it to go back down to 0.4%. I'm not saying it needs to go back up to 17, but I think that there is a reasonable balance out there. I just think it's happening too fast. If we did this slowly over the course of time, I have no problem with 5, 6%. Right. I think that's reasonable. You know, 7%, right. whatever it is, but just not going from, you know, 0.4% in January to whatever the hell it is, you know, in August.
Well, part of the problem is, you know, they kept rates so low for so long. And then, like you said, all of a sudden it went from one extreme to the other. We can't go back and change time. I mean, that's pretty much what happened. They went from 0 to 5% prime, right? 4.7. And that plays a big part in where we stand today. Historically, the prime rate is about 2.5 to 3%. So it will get back there based on everything that we've seen, money people have seen. When it will happen? Well, hopefully next, you know, 3 to 6 months. But these 3 to 6 months, like I say, you really need, people that are listening really need to sit down with someone that has no interest in you, but only your money, and maybe give you some hard lessons on what to do, and maybe, you know, figure it out and move on.
You brought up an interesting point there, and it really is an astute one. I keep coming back to how if I referred to you as my financial coach as opposed to my financial advisor, I think that right. term is a lot easier for people to understand. And the job of a coach is not to blow sunshine up my backside. The job of a coach is to say, you know what, your muscles might hurt over the next 5 minutes, but when you wake up, you know, 3 days from now, mm-hmm. you're going to have that much more confidence and that much more strength. It's not a coach's job to be your best friend and a nice person, right? And I think a lot of people have become very conditioned to not, I can't believe he said that to me. I'm going to find right. someone who tells me what I need to know.
Right, exactly. And there's where the problem is. I think we as financial advisors have to be very, look at the clients as where they're heading, in the short term. We always go on about long term, right? Everything is long term. I think now is the time where we've got to look at the short term and say, okay, where do we stand? You know, I'll tell you. So yesterday, my wife was saying to me about car. I said, I'm going to wash my car, right? And it's really silly because my kids will go and buy the pre-wash thing for, I don't know how much it costs. So maybe little things like, you know, getting back to washing your car again instead of buying the masks. Yep. So, you know, look at little things. It's not the big things that's going to get you through the little hump that we're in. So sit back, I think, and reevaluate. Sit back and say what's important to you and what's not important to you over the next 6 months. Look, a lot of things will be coming up in the next little while. Back to school, I don't know if you started seeing commercials.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so,
Mixed in with the Halloween ones.
Yeah, and that's the next thing that's going to happen is Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all kinds of things to spend money on.
You know what's funny? You said Christmas and my credit card started crying, like real tears. It was, you know, it just like, no, I can't take that anymore. No, too much stress.
So maybe this year is the year to act like 2020 when everything was shut down and we didn't spend any money. Maybe we need to reevaluate and rejig things.
This is where me as a layman doesn't understand things, because our economy relies on people spending money. And if we don't spend money, the repercussions are that the people we don't spend money with don't get money. They can't hire people. They can't buy products. The people who manufacture, and the repercussions go all the way down the line. Having people turtle, I don't know that this is the time to basically sit at the sidelines and kind of think, you know, let's hope this passes quickly. I think you've got to take a proactive stance on this stuff.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, for the economy to get going, we got to spend money, because the more money we spend, the better for everything, the stock markets, companies and so on. But there always comes a period in time where maybe, you know, slowing down might have a better long-term outlook for us. Maybe, you know, look at cutting back on a few things, like I said, but reevaluate where you are today and have a hard look at things and have some reality and don't live in the world that we lived in the last few years with low interest rates. So again, I think, a lot of good things are ahead for us, but in the short run, it might be a little bit bumpy like everything else. So the trick is to, I think anyhow, is to sit down with someone and evaluate where you are today and take a hard look at, you know, I always say that budgets don't work in the long run, but in the short run, they do. So maybe look at those kind of
Let
things.
me take a break, and I want to talk to you about that because I've never, you know, I'm all for that if you've replaced the word budgets with diets, but, you know, that's kind of why I'm a roly-poly jolly person, right? So I'll tell you what, let me take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about that and a whole lot more, because one of the things I do want to ask you is what you're hearing from your clients. When the rubber hits the road, those are the people that really count, the people that you are looking after, the people who call you when they have questions. So let's take a break and we'll come back and we will do that. This is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010. I'm joined this afternoon by financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad. You want to get in touch with Kelvin? Give him a call, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. His website, askkelvin.ca, askkelvin.ca. I'm Ian Grant. This is Ask the Expert on News Talk 1010 Toronto. We are back. This is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. I'm Ian Grant. I'm joined this afternoon by financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad. You want to find out more about Kelvin? AskKelvin.ca. AskKelvin.ca is the website. You can give him a call, 416-457-7526. Kelvin, headline a couple of weeks ago, Canada's job market is setting records. So why are people talking about a recession? It's like, that's good, except it's not. It's a great question. Because as we did as we talked about on the first segment, there are a lot of good, positive signs out there. And to a great extent, that positivity doesn't seem to be cutting through to the vast majority of people who are kind of looking wide-eyed at what's going on right now and saying, help me out here. One of the things I mentioned just before the break is I want to ask you, what are you hearing from your clients, from the real street-level people who are smart enough to work with a financial advisor and therefore very possibly have a different take on the scenario than the average person out there who isn't getting that kind of advice?
Yeah, so that's why I say right now is an important part for us to play. Over the last, I would say, 6 months, I've had maybe three clients that wanted to sell everything. And of course, my job was to explain to them why they should or shouldn't do it based on their own personal circumstances. Now, they didn't sell. We look back, and this conversation was in June. When I look back to now, guess what? Thank God they didn't, because their money's gone up quite a bit. So I would say people that are, you know, don't sell. If you sold already, you probably kind of would never get back that return because of what's going on in the world. It looks like inflation has peaked at 8.4 in the States. It looks like. So if that's really true, then you're going to see things are going to be settling back down. We'll look like rates might come back down maybe towards Christmas time. So a lot of the good things, a lot of the bad things that happened over the last 3 months, the good things will start to happen. And look, people say time the market. So it's not timing the market, it's time in the market. You know, when you start investing, it's important to say how long you're going to stay invested. You know, the best way to build wealth is to stay invested. But I know that's challenging, especially over the last 3 months. So you know, Ian, every month, tens of thousands of people, when you look at the Google survey, ask Google, you know, is this a good time to buy stocks? So remember, Google will give you the answer you want. Right. So don't ask Google for advice on what to do. Pick up the phone and call your advisor and ask them. They'll give you the truth of what's going on. Look at what's happened to the S&P. So the S&P is a real Standard & Poor's, is a real return or a real measure of the economy. Right. So today it's at about 4,200. The average return year to date in the S&P is about negative 11. So our money's down about 11%. The 5-year return. Now, if you held your money for 5 years, it's 11% return. Over a 10-year period, it's 11%. So what does it really matter over the last 3 or 4 months if your money's down? If you stay put, realign your portfolios when the market starts to pick up, which it looks like it's going to, you'll do wonderful. And you would not worry about things you can't control. I think people need to look at things in their perspective as, like I say, short run, which is paying the bills, and long run, which is going to give me money when I retire or to educate my kids, whatever I may do. So it's a very important, it's every time is important, but this is, I think, more important time now for us to regroup, reevaluate, not only in the long run, but the short run. And I think life will be good for us as we get through the summer. I can't believe we're already end of July into middle of
August,
right? Yeah. So see how time flies. It's the same thing with our money. Before you know it, 10 years has gone by and, you know, we're 10 years older. Maybe we're going to retire or maybe 10 years into retirement. So these little short-term things in the markets shouldn't really concern you too much if you sit down and take a balanced approach to your money. And I think that's what we need to do as people, is take a look at where we are, right?
It's interesting that you're talking about the perspective of the S&P, because what I did during the break was called up this graph here that I wanted to, you know, wondered what I was going to see. And I was actually really pleasantly surprised. And that was the dollar versus the U.S. dollar. And if you look at that over the last, say, 5 years or so, you know, that 80-cent mark is pretty much, give or take a couple of cents either way, is where we've sat. The lull was 70 cents and the peak was 83. Right. So it's not like, you know, it was, you know, when we're not looking at a 90 cent or a 40 cent. Over the last 5 years, it's been incredibly stable. You're right. But these are the messages that I think people need to hear. And I think this is the value of that financial advisor. Of, there's a deal in broadcast audio that we use called signal to noise, and that is how much actual signal is getting through versus all the ground noise and all the hiss and static and stuff. The financial advisor really does help cut the signal through all the noise of everyone in the world. Opinions are like backsides. Everybody's got one and everyone thinks everyone else stinks. You know, and that's the problem right now, especially when it comes to the economy, is that everyone has an opinion, and unless, you know, you're really involved in the world of finance, it is very difficult to know which opinion to listen to.
I mean, there's three things you can do when we're in volatile times like this, right? You can sell and go away and probably never get back your losses. You can stay still and reevaluate your portfolio, make sure you're in the right places. Or if you got money, put some in. Those are the three choices, you know. So let's say you have some savings to invest, right? And you're ready to, and you feel you're ready to buy some stocks, and you don't need the money for at least 3 to 5 years. That should be your parameter. If I need my money in a year, don't invest it, leave it alone. So then the answer is yes, jump in if you can wait 3 to 5 years, right? So even when the markets has its lows, for example, in 2020. So February 2020, I don't know if people remember that, but that was when the pandemic hit, right? The S&P began to decline, and it was like a historic decline because nobody knew what was going to happen. And the bottom hit was in March of 2020. And that's where the bear market started. And typically bear markets, which we're in, lasted for about 12 months. But this bear market took about 150 days to get out of it. Mm-hmm. And by the end of August, the S&P was hitting record highs. So I think we have to go back and look. It's funny how we've already forgotten about 2020, where the markets hit rock bottom, caught back up. You know, we head into 2021 and the stock markets were still, things were still unsettled. I don't know if you remember, but everything was kind of topsy-turvy. Remember GameStop?
Yes, yes.
You remember Reddit?
Acute.
All that hedge fund stuff going on? Remember, I don't know if you remember all of that.
Oh, things very.
Yeah. So the markets took a big, huge hit. The economic outlook was terrible. Nobody was sure where interest rates were going. Now we know, we fast forward our lives to 2022. But still, the market grew by about 10% almost. So, you know, what it tells us is align your investments with your goals. So if your goals are, you know, long run, maybe 5 years plus, then make sure the type of stocks you hold are there for you. And you're not going to be as worried. So fast forward our lives to 2022, and investors are understandably, we're weary. We look at our statements. Actually, people are getting their June statements now, and they're shocked.
Yes, they are. So
I had a client call me yesterday. Yeah, well, he called me yesterday. He goes, Calvin, oh my gosh, I'm down. And I said, well, what statement are you looking at? His end of June. So I'm thinking, well, let me send you a statement as of yesterday. And guess what?
Don't, because I'm going to take a break and we're going to come back. And that's exactly where I'm going to pick it up. So this is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. I'm joined this afternoon by financial advisor Calvin Rampersad. You want to reach Calvin, you can, 416-457-7526. 416-457-7526. Easy to remember, 416-457-PLAN, 416-457-PLAN. You can also check out his website, askkelvin.ca. Ask the Expert continues right here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. We are back. This is Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010 Toronto. I'm Ian Grant. I am joined this afternoon on the show by financial advisor Calvin Rampersad. You want to find out more about Calvin? AskKelvin.ca. AskKelvin.ca is the website. 416-457-7526 is the phone number. Before we continue, Calvin, anyone who's joined us over the past half hour or so, tell us a little bit about you, your philosophy, and you know, how you take a different approach to being a financial advisor.
Yeah. So like I always say, you know, people that's been listening, I don't build portfolios. I'm not a portfolio guy, meaning that mix stocks and things like that together and try and buy and sell and do. I leave that up to the expert. I sit and listen to you about, you know, what's your worries? What's bugging you? You know, the long run, you'll get there if you do things properly. So if you manage the short term, I look at if you manage the short term properly, the long term will look after itself. So my approach is to sit down and listen to you. And like I say, and what's your concern? And not only about money, I listen to you about your life and so on. And that's my approach about that. Products, you know, people can go on Google and buy whatever they wish now and go on about fees and so on. But I take away all that and eliminate a lot of the feelings from you. Because the minute you have feelings about your money, you pretty much have done.
Oh, yeah.
So I try and look at, be like an outsider looking in. And not only, Ian, you know, do I look after your money, like your investments, but your life, you know, anything you do with money, pick up the phone and call me and tell me what you want to do. You want to buy a car, whatever you wish to do. And I'll give you my opinion after, you know, 30 years of doing this on what people did right and what they did wrong. So my job is to give you experiences of other people, what worked for them and what didn't work. And you decide what you want to do. That's pretty much what I do.
One of the very valuable things that a financial advisor does bring to the table, and you touched on it there, was helping clients through their emotional reaction to events that are taking place, and also helping them with their confirmation bias. Doing these shows for as long as I have, these are the two areas that people really can find themselves in an awful lot of financial trouble when they just react.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, if I ask you, Ian, how do you feel if you make 7%? And the answer would probably be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you feel if you lose 7%? And that's what we have to, address is where your risk lies. And once we establish that, now we can move on to do other things that to make your life easy. And now we've picked funds or balanced funds, whatever you wish, to match your risk tolerance. And once that's done, now we talk about everything else, about when you want to retire, your kids, when you want to pay off your mortgage, that kind of stuff. So it's a step approach to where you want to be. You know, what I find is people worry about things that they can't control. For example, we talked about the S&P. Well, you can't control that. That's going to happen if you're invested or not. But you can control where you are in the markets. Are you high risk, low risk, medium? Where do you want to be? And those are the things you need to, I find, that I try and address with people before we make investment decisions.
Tell you what, you want to find out more about Calvin, check out his website, askkelvin.ca, askkelvin.ca. You can also give him a call, 416-457-7526. Just before the break, you were mentioning that June statements are going out. And believe me, do I know that, because you open it up and it's, what happened? You have to be getting calls right now. And you brought up a great point, which was June. What's it like today?
Yeah. So like I was saying, a client called me and we looked at his June statement, June 30th versus yesterday. And of course, there's nothing to worry about. So what happened is, You know, when we started the year, there's record high inflation, interest rates, we know we're going to go up. We wasn't sure how much it's going to go up, but now we know because we're in the middle of the year. So it caused a lot of volatility. The S&P fell into a bear market actually May 20th and again on June 30th. So guess what? The statements were printed pretty much when the market was in a bear market. Right. So it really didn't matter because you didn't sell anything that day. So look at it. So don't compare June to what's happening now, because we're doing really well. The stock markets, you know, it really reflects investor and sentiments about the future and not what's happening right now. So, for example, the individual investor, they're more inclined to buy and sell based on headlines, daily headlines, actually. Where the institutional investors, where your money should be, with, you know, like banks and management firms and so on, well, they look far ahead into the future. Actually, they look about 6 months in the future. So the meaning is that the stock market's performance will not always match up with your current economic conditions, right? So what it tells me is you shouldn't manage your money yourself. Give it to someone to do. Not me, because I'm not a portfolio guy. But give it to people that manage big pension funds. In fact, people that are listening, look at the our OMERS, teachers' pension, CPP, old age. You know, those things return about an 8 to 9% every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they invest in the same type of things that we try to do. So I think this is a time where people need to give their money to portfolio managers rather than trying to do it yourself. I think the do-it-yourselfer is falling off the wayside. In fact, a lot of the firms that have internet buying, you know, laying off people and so on. Because I think the average investor now is thinking, you know what, I don't know what I'm doing. And I think that's where we're heading into the future. So like we said, tens of thousands of people, they say, turn to Google every month to find out what should they buy, should they sell, what should they do? Well, Google don't know. It's just an algorithm that kind of tells you what you want to hear.
And it's also an algorithm, importantly, that can be modified by who buys ads, when and where, based on your search. So not only are you getting, you know, sometimes a best guess, but you're getting a tempered best guess that's mixed in with, you know, why don't you give Ian a call to be your financial advisor, because he gave Google more money than Calvin did. It's just a really, really precarious way of finding out about your financial health.
You know what I find about all these years of experiences that I've seen is that the most common strategy for people, the most powerful strategy for people is to diversify across equities, bonds, you know, regions, currencies. Have a real mix of things that you do. Try and stay really balanced, because no matter what happens, you'll do well. So for example, now we're in recessionary times. Well, make sure that your portfolio mixture has things like, you know, consumer goods, energy, you know, financials, communication, stuff that we're using every day, no matter what happens. I mean, if we go into a big recession, I don't personally think we are, you're still going to have a shower. You're still going to use your cell phone, internet, things like that. So those companies are still making money. So make sure you're inside your investments, you hold those kind of things. Always match your investments to your risk tolerance and to what you do. And if you do so, you won't worry too much about the ups and downs of the markets, right? You know, and emotions. Emotions will play a role when the market starts to fluctuate up or down. So try and get your emotions intact. And I think, Ian, the way to get your emotions attacked is to talk to an independent financial, talk to somebody that doesn't have any vested interests in your money. That's the way I find it.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And we go back again to that all important, you know, a second look at your portfolio. Pick up the phone, and whether it's Kelvin or whoever, if you have been with the same person for many years, it can't hurt to have an outside person just take a quick look, and they very well may say, hey, everything is perfect, congratulations, everything is great, or they may find something. And every show I do, it seems, I compare it to that leaky tap down in the basement that, you know, it's just dripping. How much can it cost? And then all of a sudden you get your water bill and you know, there's $5,000 there of dripped water that, you know, you could have easily fixed had you asked the right person. I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, more of Ask the Expert with financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad. You'd like to reach Kelvin, his number 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. His website, askkelvin.ca, askkelvin.ca. I am Ian Grant, and this is Ask the Expert on Newstalk 1010 Toronto. We are back. This is Ask the Expert here on Newstalk 1010 Toronto. I am Ian Grant. I'm joined this afternoon by financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad. You want to find out more about Kelvin? Check out his website, askkelvin.ca, askkelvin.ca. Phone number 416-457-7526. Easy to remember. 416-457-PLAN. Kelvin, I normally wait until the end of the show and I ask you this question and I inevitably run out of time. So I'm going to ask you it now instead. And that is, for anyone who has been listening, for people who've just joined us over the past 15, 20 minutes, why should they pick up the phone and give you a call? What over the last 45 minutes or so that we have been talking about, if they have an interest or a question, you know, in any way they think, you know, maybe now is the time, why should they pick up the phone and give you a call?
I think, you know, Ian, it's because I give you experiences of the past. I've been doing this for quite a while. I've been through ups and downs, the 2008, the 2009, the pandemic, lots of ups and downs. And what I find is there's some certain normality that people do, certain things that they do, that when the markets do recover, and they do, you'll be okay. But I go beyond that. I look at things. I always say, I try and listen to you more than tell you what to do. And I find what I find is I talk to you as though, like you said at the beginning of the show, like maybe you're a five-year-old when it comes to your money. So I don't get into all the nitty gritty things because you don't need to know. What you need to know is, where am I in the risk level? Does my investments match to my risk? And am I ready to retire when I want to? And the most important thing I find that I do is review every quarter. Sit down and review where you are personally, what happened in your life, what changes, and if what may happen, health or whatever, and change your investment to match your life. And I think that's what I do as far as, you know, over the last 25 years. So I'm not a portfolio builder, but I think I kind of try and build your life short term and long term. That's what I do.
What you can also do is cut through the noise, cut through all the you know, opinions and stuff like that, and just have a one-on-one conversation with that client, with that prospective client. And, you know, take a look at where they are. And, you know, as I think it was in the first segment, you said it, you know, give them an honest opinion as to what you see in their financial world, because I really right. believe there's a lot of people need to hear that.
I think so. We don't like to face reality, but I think in these times we should, because remember, there's always opportunities in crisis. And believe me, we're in a crisis right now, it seems like, but we will get out of it. And it's all what you do now will determine how you benefit when we get out of it, right? It's, you know, getting out of the stock market, of a rocky stock market now, rather than staying in, could lead to worse results than what you think, especially if you're nervous, right? But I think we're seeing a lot of good things that's coming. We're heading into the fall, winter, when we're going to be spending money and so on. If we have some, I think we will reevaluate what we do. I think people need to, I would say over the next little while, sit down with their advisor and make sure they're in the right places so that when the rebound starts to happen, you'll do well. Kind of look at things as, you know, what can I do in the short run to alleviate some of my bills or what I may do in the future. Mm. Reduce the stress. I think the financial advisor, in my opinion, we're a stress reliever, I think, because we look at things as an outsider looking in, and we kind of give you maybe some answers you don't like. But if you follow it, when everything shakes out, you'll be happy that you did have an advisor.
You know, no matter what it is, knowledge tends to be a stress reliever, right? Because we sit and I've said before, you know, the listener lying there at 2:30 in the morning worried about, you know, are they going to be able to make this payment or what's going to happen with these costs? Or as I started the show by saying, you know, the person whose loan has doubled in the past few months. But I think what I also took out of this hour with you, Kelvin, is don't hide, don't turtle away. You know,
right.
You want to still invest, but as you've said earlier, invest intelligently.
And you know, when you have a problem, I mean, with anything in life, you try and talk it out with someone. And same thing with money. So if you're worried about how am I going to pay my bills in the next little while because of whatever may happen, circumstances in your life, pick up the phone and give your advisor a call. Or give me a call so we can just have a quick chat and address some of the concerns and move on. And you'll be good. We'll be all right.
I think one of the terms that you've used that stuck with me over the course of this hour was optimizing the portfolio, making sure that you're getting the best out of it, making sure that it's performing as well as it possibly can. Because I know that there's a lot of people out there to their once a year call, they're doing it on their own and they figure, you know what, it's there. I'm not touching it. I'm leaving it alone. You know, make sure that your money is working for you. You have a responsibility to make sure that that cash is generating cash.
What I found over the last, I would say, 5 months or so, people that are in their late 50s and their 60s, I'm now turning to an advisor. I'm getting, you know, Calvin, I've been managing my money at the bank and blah, blah, blah. And now I understand I can't do it anymore. I need somebody to look at what I got and go over things. Exactly what you just said, because the bank people, nothing against banks, but they call you when you need to sign something or if they need you to buy an RSP or a GIC is coming due. And that's when they call you. Well, you need your advisor to talk to you, man, every quarter, you know, about maybe not just about your money, but you. How are you doing? How's things going on with your life and your kids and so on?
One of the shows I did was with one of the major banks, and this goes back a while, but during the break, we were just talking back and forth. He said, realistically, how can you expect us to go through every client we have once a month, once every 60, 90 days, whatever it is? He said, it's impossible. The numbers just don't add up. He said, you know, we do the best we can, but that's only is, you know, the best we can. And it's a great point because there's so many people out there that figure the banks have their best interest at heart. And from a legal, from a fiduciary standpoint, the banks don't have your best interest at heart. No. They have their investors' best interest at heart.
And that's exactly true. So I always say, you know, don't buy the bank products. Buy the bank. Exactly what you just said. Buy the stock of the bank, not the products, not the GICs and so on, because you're last on the list. They're never going to give you advice on what to do. In fact, many people have GICs coming due, and the rates are like 1%, 2%, and many of the banks are saying, oh, I just lock it in. The markets are too risky, too volatile. Well, isn't now the time you want to buy? Isn't the secret is to buy low, sell high, and repeat until you're rich?
Hey, listen, you know what? With interest rates going up the way they are, how much more are you making on your checking account or your savings account or your tax-free savings account, for that matter? Because as far as I know, my interest rate hasn't changed in the past 6 months. I'm not making any more money from the bank, and you can be damn sure they're making a hell of a lot more out of me.
Well, there's the problem. If you're tied into the GIC and you're locked in, well, you're locked in at the rates at 1%, not what they're getting today. And when they do come, and if it does come mature today, well, you're getting maybe 3%, but inflation is at 8%. So you're still behind the ball game. So take some time. People need to take some time, and instead of worrying too much about the stock market, reevaluate, reposition, make sure you're in the right places. And when things get back to normal or some type of normal, you'll be okay. So get your expectation in line, and like I say, match your investments to your risk, and you'll be okay.
What I've taken out of this hour, Kelvin, is whether I'm your client or not, if I have been listening to you and I have questions, pick up the phone, give you a call, and get that information on a one-to-one conversational basis rather than, as we said over the course of this hour, you know, going to Google or assuming that you can read the newspapers or whatever. There's just nothing like that one-on-one conversation. And as we close, you've said many, many times, you know, people are absolutely invited to pick up the phone and give you a call.
Or go to my website and ask me a question and get back to you. And try and solve your problem one way or the other.
Thank you so much. It's been a great hour, and I really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Ian. Have a rest of the day. Good day.
My guest this hour, financial advisor Kelvin Rampersad. You want to reach him? 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Or as he said, check out his website, askkelvin.ca. Good advice, especially for the hour we've just had, askkelvin.ca. I'm Ian Grant, and this has been Ask the Expert here on News Talk 1010 Toronto.